I do this for my culture, 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 culture. Welcome to For the Culture, right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 and WEAA.org, absolutely, the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this beautiful Monday afternoon. Happy Monday. There we go. Yeah. Folks, I hope you had a great Resurrection Easter Sunday, Easter weekend. It was a beautiful... Dre, did you have a great weekend? Demi, did you have a great weekend? Fantastic. I had a great weekend, too. Thank you guys for asking, matter of fact. Thank you for asking. had a great weekend. Dre, I think you would like this because you know. You like to get physical and stuff. I went hiking this weekend, folks. We went hiking, went out to a beautiful trail in Potomac, Maryland called Billy Goat Trail. And big shout out, hey Dre, let's give a big shout out to all of the parks and the open spaces. Man, went hiking yesterday, my legs nearly fell apart. Now the trail is 4.7 miles to complete the full trail. I had a baby on the back, Dre. I was like, unfortunately, you know, I mean, we were like hiking, and after a while, man, it was just like, it was serious. This wasn't just walking down the path, folks. This was like climbing over rocks. Can you imagine climbing over rocks with a baby on your back? Unfortunately, one time, at one moment, I'm not proud that this happened. I mean, I'm certainly not proud, but a branch did smack my daughter in the face. It's okay. She's fine. She's alive. She's good. But it was just a little moment that I didn't understand the height situation, because I had to get down, like to crawl through a little bit of the branches and all of that, climb up rocks. I mean, man, we put it in. We got it in. The reason we didn't complete the trail is because when you go out on this trail on Billy Goat, they have this, they call it a traverse. And Dre, they have this big, huge wall. This wall, I'm not even lying, folks. This wall almost goes straight up and down, but it's a slant. It's certainly a slant. But they have these little, like, indentations in the wall that look like steps. Now, they didn't carve out steps in this wall. This is like a straight mountain type of situation. And so we stopped there and we had to assess the situation. We had to really assess it. Me, baby on my back, got my 7-year-old, my wife hiking, my sister-in-law hiking, we all in it. And we like, all right, are we going to do this or not? Now, the crazy part is I saw like a family of like 13 people, I'm not joking, from babies all the way up to the older to grandma, right? They hiked this wall. And I'm telling you, like, it took them at least 10 minutes. And they had to take the baby and like pass her up. Like the first, the adults had to sit in certain places on his wall, and then they passed the baby around, and she had to kind of walk up. And I mean, this thing was a little terrifying to watch, to say the least, for me, because I was just kept thinking like, man, please don't let this be a day. But God was on their side. They got the baby all the way up. The family. I saw grandmothers climb this wall. The crazy part about it, Demi, is that I didn't have what it took right then and there to climb this wall. I didn't have it. I just didn't have it. Did not have it. But it was exciting, and I love it. I absolutely love hiking. My legs felt like spaghetti. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going through it. And one thing about hiking that I'm learning is one, you got to watch everything. You got to keep your eyes up and down because you don't want to step on something crazy and trip over anything. And, you know, you want to watch. But it also shows you whether you are really in shape. I was like, okay, Faraji Muhammad, okay. I can do this. But until I got to that wall, then I was like, okay, Faraji Muhammad, we're going to slow it down. We're not going to do this. I was like, my wife is like, look, man, we're going to come back and we're going to try it again. But yesterday was a perfect weather because out there at the trail, I'm telling you, this is such a beautiful place to go to, folks. It's such a beautiful place because they literally had like waterfalls, like white water rapids type of waterfalls. There's bridges so you can take pictures. I mean, the place was beautiful. And of course, yesterday was just phenomenal in terms of weather, like 70 degrees. You know, if you go hiking, you want to feel some breeze. You know what I mean? You don't want to go hiking and it's like 95 degrees out there. But the place was absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely. Very, very beautiful. It was a lot of people out there. Just enough, really. But those people out there, people wearing masks even outdoors. People weren't wearing masks even outdoors. But it was such a beautiful experience. I really enjoyed that. Dre, you ever gone hiking? Like for real hiking? Okay, good. I'm not talking about through the streets of West and East Baltimore. I mean, I know that can be a hike sometimes. I went up the hill and down the hill. Up in North Avenue, went down North Avenue. Come on, man. That's not a hike. Hilton to Milton. No, that's not a hike. I'm so sorry. That's not a hike. That's a walk, but it's not a hike. Okay? But no, I'm telling you, it was fantastic, folks. Absolutely fantastic. And I was just outside of that wall and my daughter getting smacked in the head with a branch. It was all good. It was a really, really good. Yeah, I mean, she's okay. She's a soldier. That's how we raise her. She's a soldier. But it was phenomenal experience. So if you haven't gone out, get yourself to go out to the great outdoors. Go out to one of these beautiful parks in the state of Maryland. Don't stay in Baltimore City all the time, but go to the park. Like, go to some of these parks and you just enjoy it. You and your family will absolutely enjoy it. This is the perfect time to do it. It's not too hot and all of that stuff. So That was big yesterday. That was big. Tonight, folks, I got some great conversations. Demi and I and the team, we got some really good stuff planned for you. I wanted to kick off the show. Hey, Dre, I'm giving you some time because tonight we got to squeeze it in. Versus. It was one of the best verses between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire. They schooled me last night. And you know what the sad part about it? I actually know some of the music. That's when you know you get into a certain age, bro. Huh? No. I remember my father playing some of that music. So tonight we're going. This is later on. We're going to talk about that fantastic verses, the competition. It really wasn't a versus. Demi's like, Faraji, it wasn't a versus, Faraji. It was just an exhibition of black music. I said, okay, you're right. It wasn't like who won, who lost. I'm not saying who won and who lost. I'm just simply saying I'm an Isley Brothers fan, okay? There were some Earth, Wind, and Fire songs that I did not know were Earth, Wind, and Fire song, but I'm an Isley Brother fan because you can't deny the swag of Ron Isley. You can't deny that. The gray beard, I saw somebody posted it on on social media that Isley Brothers, Ron Isley, has single-handedly put out men dye products. Because nobody going to dye their beard now. Nope, nobody. You're going to get all this pepper and salt, baby. You're going to get it all. You're going to get it all. I'm brushing it out, you know. You're going to get it all. You're not getting, man. Please. Man had the beard, and he had the fur on. Did you see that part, Dre? He had the fur and the beard on. The fur was matching his beard. The beard was matching his fur. Then he came out with the cane. I was like, yo, Mr. Big, son, he's just incredible. You know how he laughs and smiles and stuff? As soon as his song get up, he got that slow swag to the center. You know how Ron Asley, hey, hey. He started doing his thing. You'd be like, woo! Man, so we gotta do something for the people special tonight, because I love some Earth, Wind, and Fire and Ron Isley. Big shout out to them. Big shout out to Timbaland and Swiss Beats for holding that platform. That was amazing. So we'll talk a little bit about that later. But folks, tonight I want to talk about something that I've been seeing a lot of, which is it's a cultural thing. And one of the things that I've noticed is that sometimes our culture can get the best of us. It can kind of, you know, we might have good intentions, but then the culture, we create a culture that becomes a monster. And then we can't put Frankenstein back on the table. So I wanted to have this conversation because Demi and I were talking about this, and we were like, have you noticed there's a lot of oversharing? I love how she told me this. She was like, Farai, there's a lot of oversharing. Oversharing of information about vaccines. People are sharing and talking and posting and publicizing the fact that they are getting a vaccine. They planned, you know, they got the vaccine, the whole process. And so tonight, I wanted to have a conversation about vaccine sharing. Is it appropriate, considering that, one, this is still a very, as much as it is a medical conversation, it's a very hot topic political issue. And when there's a lot of oversharing of it, I'm wondering, for those who are choosing not to get vaccinated, is it putting us at odds with one another? Will it become detrimental? The other part about it is, the big part, is that this is a personal health matter. This is a personal health choice. So this is information that doesn't have to be discussed in the open. However, we're in a culture right now where people are sharing this. And I mean, I'm wondering, would you share that you got an HIV test? Would you share that? Unless it came back negative, right? You wouldn't. Would you share you got an STD test? Would you share that you you had to get a cancer test or something like that? Would it be in the same realm? And I want us to have this conversation tonight about vaccine sharing. Is it appropriate? Should you talk to this about with your coworkers? Should you talk about these things with random, general strangers? 410-319-8888. 410-319-8888. And let me know your thoughts about vaccine sharing. Have you found yourself doing this? Because some people, I see it. And again, I think the intentions are good. I think people just wants to feel like they are kind of getting back to a place of normalcy. But then I also feel like there's this other element of the culture where people are like making it very popular. And I know for me, I'm very, very private, especially about my health and health matters and health choices, that I don't want to always share those things. You know what I mean? I don't always want to share. It's like somebody saying, and again, this could be a big thing, somebody asking you, well, who you're going to vote for? Because once you say who you're going to vote for, then it opens the door, the conversation for possibly somebody, that same person say, oh, you're going to vote for this person? Oh, why? And then, boom, you could go into an argument. Same thing I could see here, that we're in a moment where if you say, hey, I'm not choosing to get vaccinated, then you might be coming up against a barrage of people, or this person is just, oh, you must not care. You must want to die. You must want COVID and all of these other things. And then you find yourself at odds with an individual about your personal health decision. And that's really no one's business. Now, here's the thing about this, folks. I think here's why I think that this is interesting, because the whole campaign to get people vaccinated is a public campaign. And it's a campaign that generates, or that creating the space for, a public announcement. So we see people, you know, whether you're talking about celebrities or you're talking about political leaders getting vaccinated on camera. You're talking about, you know, I saw right here in Baltimore, there's a big giant billboard and say, did you do your part? And so, therefore, people feel like, yes, I did my part. I did my part. But what if you just said, you know what? I'm not going to, you know, it is what it is. Some people will choose to be vaccinated or some people will not. Or have you found yourself in a conflict, in a confrontation with somebody just because of your personal health decision, whether you're the vaccinated one and they decide not to get vaccinated or vice versa? Is it appropriate to share your journey to vaccination? Join me in the conversation, 410-319-8888. Let's go to the phone lines. And, of course, you can post on my Facebook page right now at Faraji Muhammad, F-A-R-A-J-I-I-M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. And I would love to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Manny. Manny kicking us off tonight. Manny, what's your take on this vaccine sharing? Is it appropriate?
It's the pros and cons against everything, you know? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's pros and cons against everything. But, man, I'm 65 years old, man. The only time you had to get vaccinated when I was in the military is when, if you're going overseas.
Right.
The only time you had to get vaccinated when your mother took you down there and got that ugly patch on your shoulder. We call it a tattoo back in the day.
Mm.
Back in the 60s. Now, man, it's something I just can't understand. I just can't comprehend, man. If you're working at Johns Hopkins and they told you you're going to have to get your shot or else you lose your job, what angle would you take?
Hmm.
Huh? They forced you to do stuff. We can't let them keep treating us like a guinea pig, you know?
Yeah.
We don't know the efficacy of all this stuff going down. Then there's something else that's coming on called what is it called?
What you mean? Like a different strand of the COVID vaccine?
Exactly,
of the virus?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The variants, some people say it's a mutated exactly. Virus or a variant. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And when you talked about Frankenstein, he created the monster, didn't he?
Yeah.
But the monster didn't have a name.
Hmm.
Mohammed, he didn't have a name.
Right.
We knew Frankenstein, but we didn't know the monster's name.
Yeah,
we know
true.
Godzilla. Yes. And King Kong,
mm-hmm.
We didn't know the monster's name. We want to know the monster's name of this vaccine. Man, my time is up, and thank you, man.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you, Manny. Thank you so much for checking us.
I got nothing for you, man. Keep
yes, sir. Absolute peace and blessings to you, and thank you for kicking us off tonight. Yeah, we want to know the monster's name. We want to know the monster's name. Folks, we're talking about vaccine sharing. Is it appropriate? 410-319-8888. Let's go to Elaine. Elaine, talk to me. What's your take on this?
I started not to call, but, you know, I'm calling because you have to think more about other people. And if you're thinking about other people and you're being selfless, you will get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I know all about the Tuskegee experiment.
Mm-hmm.
I know what happened to our people then. But we're looking at a health, this is beyond a health crisis. Mm-hmm. This is a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to think about other people. So I don't know whether it's always appropriate to share that you've had your vaccine, but it's highly appropriate for everyone to take the vaccine. And this is from a person from the older generation, because
sure.
You have to think about other people. Think about your children.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your babies. And you want everybody to be healthy, because we're all social people. And that's
right.
All I have to say.
So do you think that people should kind of, you know, make it a public announcement?
I don't know whether that's always necessary, but sometimes people are making the public announcements sometimes to encourage other people who are reluctant because
okay.
I've asked other people. I know some people in their 80s, and they say that they refuse to take the shot because they said they have their personal opinions, and some of it is from the Tuskegee experiment and other ways that they've experimented on us. But right now, we need to have herd immunity, and you have to think about other people besides yourself.
All right. I appreciate you, Elaine. Thank you so much for checking in. Have to think about other people besides yourself. Folks, we're talking about vaccine sharing, the idea of this culture right now where there is a number of folks who have announced publicly that they either got the shot or the two shots or they plan to get it. And it's a cultural thing. And you see it happening in many different places and spaces. This is just part one of a conversation because part two is when we go deeper into the workplace. But we're seeing people asking, are you vaccinated? And I'm wondering, isn't that still a personal health decision, a personal health choice? Give me a call. Let me know your thoughts on it. Vaccine sharing. Is it appropriate? 410-319-8888. Let's go to Claudia checking in from Baltimore City. Claudia, what's your take on this, ma'am?
Hi, Faraji.
Hi,
so great
Claudia.
To talk to you. My first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for checking in. How are you
absolutely.
This evening?
Absolutely. I'm doing well, and I'm really, I kind of, too, didn't want to call in, but I thought, I had to call in because I think what you're talking about is so important because besides vaccine sharing, what I'm noticing is vaccine shaming.
And I was going to get to that, Claudia. You got to bring that apart up. That's an excellent point.
Absolutely. And so I am definitely seeing that there is a division between those who have been vaccinated, those who have not, or those who are, like, for myself personally, I don't mind sharing, I have not yet been vaccinated, but at the same time, too, it's not that I'm anti, I've definitely had my MMR and I've had other vaccinations over the course of my life, but the thing is, I just want more information.
Right.
And so sometimes I feel like people don't give you, it is a personal choice. Like, I understand, when you are vaccinated, and I don't judge those who do get vaccinated, that's great. I think it is a personal choice. I think a lot of times we tend to overshare.
Yes.
And I think those things, too, sometimes put pressure on other people. The thing is, a lot of us are not necessarily anti-COVID vaccine, but we want more information, and I think rightfully so. And so if these are the same people, the CDC and the WHO, these are the same people in the beginning. We can't get it twisted. We can't forget that these are the people who told us we don't need masks at first.
Mm.
So it's a lot of things where I feel like this is something we are still learning so much about.
Yeah.
I know that they're saying the results, people who have been vaccinated does lower, cases and such. And again, I'm not anti, but I think we should respect people's right to take their time before making a choice like this.
That's a huge, and you make such an important, important point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a great distinction that we need to keep in mind there, Claudia, because if it's not, nobody wants to get COVID. Nobody wants
right.
to continue to suffer. But I think you're absolutely right. We look waiting
right.
for more information. We're looking at where these situations come from. And I talked about it last week. I mean, here in Baltimore, Johnson & Johnson, that vaccine, 15 million doses have been tainted. And
Ooh.
It opens up the question of, Ooh. Are we sure that
right.
none of those tainted 15 million doses won't start going into circulation at some point in time?
Okay, right.
You know what
exactly.
I mean? And I think it's okay for us to ask questions, but I think what you just said was absolutely right. There's this mm-hmm. vaccine sharing, and then there's vaccine shaming.
Right. And so just give us our time to process, like anything in life. You don't just go buy a house. You take your time. You research. Anything you do in
Excellent
life,
point.
You research. Before
Excellent
you
point.
Decide on what school you're going to, you find out. You visit the campus. You meet the teachers. That's what we're saying. We got to do our research. We need to see. I don't want what in three months from now, what if people are growing a third arm? I want to know before. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And it may not even. And you know what? And I know people. And Claudia, I appreciate you. I got to let you go. But you are excellent, excellent point. And I know many people have said, oh, well, we haven't grown a third arm. But for example, in the polio vaccine, years down the road, it found that polio, that some of the polio vaccine included cancer. Years down the road. So, of course, some of the side effects or some of the the alterations that a vaccine can do to the body, which is part of one of the reasons why some of the critics of the vaccine are saying this mRNA, this messenger mRNA, can tell the body to act outside of itself. It can go into your cells, all of your cells, and pretty much relay certain different messages that your cells may not be used to. That's a very big concern for critics of this vaccine. And I think we should have a conversation about it and not jump into it until we understand what we're getting into. Folks, we're going to take a quick pause when we come back. African Joe G and Sharon. Folks, we're talking about the culture of vaccine sharing. And I'm going to add this one because of Claudia. Vaccine shaming. Is it appropriate? If you've gotten vaccinated, have you found yourself kind of going online, telling people, I've gotten vaccinated, and if somebody says, well, I'm choosing not to, I haven't gotten vaccinated yet, have you found yourself in a conflict? Have you found yourself in a space where you're, like, going at each other? Let's talk a little bit about this and how we can resolve the conflict, because at the end of the day, this is still a personal health decision. 410-319-8888, 410-319-8888. Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture on WEAA. I do this for my culture, 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 culture. Peace and welcome back to For the Culture here on WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely, the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me this evening. Folks, we are having a conversation, a very important conversation, because in the midst of talking about vaccines, in the midst of talking about the hard numbers of the number of fatalities, the number of beds available, even the positivity rate of COVID-19, there's another culture that is brewing, and that is the culture of sharing and shaming. We're talking about vaccine sharing, vaccine shaming. Is it appropriate to share that you are going to get vaccinated? You already gotten vaccinated. Your family is getting vaccinated. Is that appropriate, considering the fact that this is still at the very root of it, folks? Fundamentally, this is still a personal health choice. There's no mandate. There's no law in place in the country or in any of the states that say that you have to get vaccinated. That is still a choice. So why is it that the culture seems to be more inclined on putting that level of pressure on people to get vaccinated versus allowing people to make decisions for their own best, for their own bodies and their health that is in their own best interest? Let's talk about this a little bit more. 410-319-8888. Post your comments on my Facebook page right now. Let's go back to the line. Brother African, thank you for checking in. What's your take?
Come.
Walaikum salam, Brother African.
Allahu Akbar. God is great.
Yes, sir.
I have an opinion, but I would first like to know what Minister Louis Farrakhan, what is his views on it? Then I'll give my opinion.
Well, I think you know that, Brother African.
No, the people need to know it.
Well, the minister's clearly said he does not want us to take this vaccine until there is a some black epidemiologists, virologists, some black students that study vaccinations come to the table and have a discussion to look at what the United States government is pushing forward and see whether it is really in our best interest to look at it. He's looking at it. Don't take their vaccine. At the same time, let's look into what is it that we need to do. How do we can create a vaccine that is good for black and brown people in this country?
Now, I would like to give my opinion.
Okay.
I am against it.
Okay.
God is the healer. It is God that has made us and not ourselves. Now, if we go ahead and be hard-headed, the consequences will always be there, side effects. I mean, look at all the other people that's on medication. They act real flighty, like they're on zap time. That's that medication. It's deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, people, wake up. It's God. God, y'all. Why y'all always leave God out of it? Mm. Hello?
I hear you. I'm listening.
How come y'all leave God out of it? That's the problem.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. God is great.
God is great. Thank you so much, Brother African. Let's go back to the phone line. Joe, what's your take on it, sir?
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would make what Elaine says. I think it's necessary that we analyze the people that have taken the vaccine. That would be a very good indicator of what effects that may be if we get enough numbers of people willing to share. However, my concern is the origin of the vaccine. They just had a scientific group come out of Wuhan, and they said it was, as the bottom line was, that they believe it came from the bats, but the bats infiltrated another animal. They never said what the other animal was. But if you remember, 3 years ago, China bought all the pig farms here in the United States. So my thinking is, don't eat the other white meat. Thank you.
I hear you. Thank you so much, Joe. Let's go back to the phone lines, 410-319-8888. Let's go to G. G, thank you for checking in.
Can you hear me?
Yep, G, go ahead.
Okay, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, G. How are you?
You got a pen?
Do I have a pen? Yeah, I have a pen right here.
I want you to write this down.
Okay.
Blood test?
Uh-huh.
Urine test?
Yeah.
Stool sample?
Yeah.
Colonoscopy?
Yep.
Full allergy test?
Okay.
And a DNA test, not to check where you're from, but see if it's broken. See, that's your blueprint for you.
Yeah.
When you can master your own body, you don't need to take any vaccination. And the young man who just came on last was a little bit right. It was great. He was right about God being out of the mix. If we got back and ate to the food that Adam ate before he fell, we'd be healthy. The only reason why they're giving us this vaccine is because this country is very unhealthy. We have the high rates of high blood pressure, diabetes, sickle cell anemia, and lupus, and all other types of infectious diseases infiltrating our system.
Mm-hmm.
And you're putting a free-for-all vaccine in people that have different ways of cultures and different DNA. Brother Johnson, Umar Johnson, said the exact words that was very good. He says, we're the only race on this planet that can replicate ourselves to any other race. And the thing is, our DNA is so strong that we can repel certain things if we go back to eating the way we're supposed to eat. Fruits, vegetables, water, wine, that stuff there helps a great deal with your health.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible even states that.
Yeah.
1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 23.
Yeah.
Paul told Timothy, don't drink water alone. Use wine for your ailments and for your infirmities.
Yeah.
Wine helps cure blood clots.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do. Our country needs to be healthy. So, you know, I don't blame nobody for taking the vaccine. That's fine then. But see, don't try to force me to get a card to take one. I guarantee to tell you, the Jewish people and the Amish are not going to be taking that shot.
Yeah.
And so how are you going to hold them back?
And let me just add to that, G, and I appreciate you for pointing that point out. You're right, because we tend to believe that it's only black people that is hesitant. There are groups of white people. There are Latinos. There are Native Americans.
Yeah.
There are Asian Americans. There are groups of people that are still hesitant about this process, about this vaccination. And I think, to go back to what Brother African said, and I appreciate you, G, for checking in. Thank you so much.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Very quickly.
We had to study our own genome, our own geography, our own geology.
Okay.
And that way we know how strong we can be and how we can fight all diseases.
Yeah. That's a good point. Absolutely. Good point. G, thank you so much for checking in. And just reflecting on what Minister Farrakhan said, because he brought up, and I think that, like, we can't just put people in a box or say, oh, that's not important, especially when they already have history with us. And I'm saying in terms of leadership and not being, liars or anybody. And so when we hear from the minister, he was saying, you know, I say to those of America, first he said, I say to the African presidents, do not take their medications. And if you go to Africa, if you look at the mapping in Africa in terms of number of COVID cases, it's not as much. And I mean, that continent is huge. They have many countries in Africa, right? That continent is huge, but the number of COVID cases is not as much as what we've been experiencing here in America? We have to ask those questions. But then the minister talked about this. He said, I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists, epidemiologists, students of biology and chemistry, and we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better. That's not saying that we shouldn't have some level of protection against this. That's just simply saying we need to make sure that we do our due diligence. Now, why? Because, again, folks, we can't act as if the minister said it. He said, with their history of treachery through vaccines, through medication. So we can't act as if that history don't exist. We can't act as if that history is not important, especially for this particular moment. This is not, and if people get into their feelings and say, oh, well, Faraji, you just trying to, no. Faraji is trying to provide a context so that you have an understanding of what we're dealing with and not making rash decisions. This, again, folks, this is still down to your personal health decision, but a good doctor will say, yes, you could take this medication, but let me share with you, give you both sides of the spectrum. Here are, quote unquote, the benefits, and here are the consequences. And my concern, this has always been my concern, even in this culture of vaccine sharing, that the benefits are being accentuated and the consequences are being diminished. But then we have to look into the consequences to say, okay, is there truth in these consequences? Is there a real possibility that certain things can happen? Is there a real possibility that those who are behind all of these things, these vaccinations and this whole larger process, do they really have our interest at heart? I mean, come on, let's just be real. I mean, I'm just asking the question here, right? Because we want to be critical thinkers. We don't want to just jump into a situation. We don't want to just jump into it. And I know people are saying, well, Faraji, what about, you know, the fact that you got black people and you got black people in here that's a part of the process? And that's true. That's very, very true. But one of the things that we can't forget, though, folks, is that as much as we do have black people that are a part of these conversations, they're not dictating the final result. You know, and I think that it's important. I think it's very, very important that we look at all elements. Again, this is just simply because we want to make sure you have a full context to be, you are fully informed about what you're getting yourself into, because this is a very serious personal health matter. Let's go back to the phone lines and hear what you got to say. 410-319-8888. Will, thank you for checking in. What's your take?
Oh, Roger, I just want to say kudos to you. This is an excellent topic for tonight's show.
Thank you.
And I just want to commend you on bringing this out. This is a great topic.
Thank you.
And you guys have been all on this thing. I mean, I personally have not taken a vaccine. And again, just like many of the other callers have conveyed, I'm just not comfortable. There's just not enough data out there to really support the need. And in spite of the fact that many have passed on and Godspeed, I just don't feel comfortable that there's enough data for me, walking woke, to consider taking something that I'm not sure about.
Yeah.
I'm 62 years old, Brad. And I'm a pretty healthy gentleman,
mm-hmm.
A black man. And I've yet, during my lifetime, somebody telling me anything that's going to take to benefit me, especially by force. I mean, look at athletes' feet. We can't even cure that. And now you're telling me to take something that I really don't really know much about. And I
never see it. I don't want to do that, especially when I hear about all the contenders out there that are offering this vaccination, and they have their own, you know, it's like drug deals. They got their own little package that they want to present out there. And again, you know, it's more about fear. It's not really by choice. It's like, you need to take this. And it's by force. And I got a problem with that at 62 years old.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a dad. I'm a father.
Yeah.
And I've never done this. I've never experienced anything like this. You know, nothing like this. Now, Roger, let's say it's sad a lot of people have passed on as a direct result of this COVID situation. But sure, passing every day.
Yeah.
And look at all the other things that are out there taking people out.
Yeah.
You got alcoholism, you got cigarettes, cancer, all these other things, and yet there's no cure. But yet here this thing just came about a year ago, and now some months later you got the dynamic cure, and here's the solution. And I just find it difficult to, you know, I don't feel comfortable.
Will, let me tell you something, and I really appreciate you, Will, and I thank you so much for sharing that. I don't think that you're the only one. I know that you're not the only one. But I also know that the vantage point that you're coming from, you're a 62-year-old man that has to make some very serious decision, right, that could. And I mean, look, and again, we don't know what the consequences or what all of the side effects can be, you know. And I think many people, we kind of walked into this situation thinking, okay, as soon as you get the vaccine, you're about to grow another limb, you know what I mean? And vaccinations don't work that way. Science is too modern to work in a space where as soon as you take it, you automatically start to see some crazy adverse reaction. That's not what we're talking about. See, the stuff that has happened over these years has not been automatic. Like I said, let's go back to polio, the polio vaccine. Let's go back to the Tuskegee experiment. Like, these things didn't happen just right then and there. It took time to set in. There was something I came across, folks, that I thought was very important as it relates to taking a vaccine through the government. And one of the big things that I saw was the case of the Holmesburg, let me make sure I got this right, Holmesburg prison in Pennsylvania. And basically, in that situation, they found that there were a number of black prisoners that were given Holmesburg prison experiments. Just do your research on that. And this was operated by the Pennsylvania Department of Prisons in Philadelphia from 1896 to 1995. And at that point, and in that prison, black inmates were used as guinea pigs for pharmaceutical, dermatological, and biochemical weapons experimentation and research. This is not something I'm making up, so you can clearly. Holmesburg prison experiments. Holmesburg prison experiments. And the more you become informed of the intention of something, of a person or of an institution, right, the more liberated you become in being able to make certain choices for your well-being and your family's well-being. But we're not informed. We don't know everything that needs to be known about this situation to form a solid opinion. And that's the scary part. For me, as I'm looking at what is going on with our people, what's going on in the black and the brown community, what's going on with poor whites, as I'm looking, the scary part is that we're getting a piece of the puzzle. and being made to make a decision based on a small piece of the puzzle. That's the scary part. And it is in this moment that if you open a door up for people to say, okay, yeah, yeah, let's just get vaccinated, then this, then what else can possibly come down the pipe? What other inhibitions have been diminished as a result of this effort? What else can be slipped in? Under the guise of this is good for your health and medical. And again, folks, this is not shaming anybody. Like, if you have been vaccinated and you felt like that was the best decision, that's fine. This is not a shaming situation. But it is allowing us to just think through this moment. This is too important. I don't want to play games with this. I have been burdened personally by how I present the information to you to make sure that we are doing it right, because there are so many of you that are on the fence. Some of you have already made the decision. Some of you haven't. And then you got a number of people that are right on the fence. And it's important for me, by having this platform, that I'm responsible, that I'm providing you the accurate information so you can make the absolute best decision that will save your life. Or at least that will empower you to make a decision on your own that will save your life. Let's go back to the phone lines for get a couple of more calls in. Let me hear from Thomas. Thomas, thank you so much.
So, Roger.
Yes, sir.
How's the queen, the prince, and the princess doing, my brother?
We're doing well, Thomas. How are you, big brother?
Well, I'm doing blessed, man. You got something to write with, man?
Yeah, I'm writing. Go ahead. Y'all giving me homework. Go ahead.
I'm going to give you some homework. Crazy as heck, voodoo root doctors. Now, why did I say that? What does that have in common, right?
Mm-hmm.
Roger, you got a lot of people, man, that's self-experimenting with this thing out here, that they got the cure for it. This one has the cure. This root doctor has the cure. This witchcraft worker has a cure. Nobody really knows what's going on with this thing, Faraji. Faraji, let me ask you something. If you turn around and you tell me, well, we don't have enough data to say that this stuff is going to work or not, then you tell them 500,000 or 550 or whatever it is, the number is now, people that died from it, well, if we could experiment on you, maybe we could find a cure.
Mm.
Faraji, you got 500, and what's the numbers up to now?
For the number of people that have passed away from COVID?
Yes.
555,000 deaths.
555,000 deaths. Mm-hmm. Faraji, do you know Brandon Scott dodged a bullet about last week, couple weeks? Him and his administration dodged a bullet and possibly could have been blamed for a lot of murders in Baltimore City had he went to the company and was able to buy that vaccine like he wanted to.
You talking about with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Yes, the vaccine that we found out was made in Baltimore that's contaminated now.
Yeah.
He dodged the bullet with that, Faraji.
Yeah.
What if Mayor Scott and his administration was able to buy that vaccine from that company?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Thomas. That's an excellent point, brother.
Huh?
Come on.
How many doses of that vaccine was he trying to buy, Faraji?
Oh, I have to check on that number, but you figure, I mean, he wasn't buying, like, there were 15 million doses that were tainted in that situation. Uh-huh.
He was buying enough to try to cover
the city. Right. So you know, if it was 15 million, Baltimore City could have been lumped into that.
Thank you. My point exactly. And however many people in Baltimore City that would have took that vaccine stand at a chance of being wiped out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, Thomas, you are absolutely right, brother, and I appreciate you for checking in as always. Thank you so much. You bring up an excellent point, excellent point, which is something that we have to take a look into. Dr. Kevin Daniels, my guy, here at Morgan State University. He said on a Zoom seminar, I asked if we were still in clinical trial 4, and the experts responded no, but that they were monitoring this process. When we look at the numbers involved in the emergency granting of the vaccine process, we never reach clinical stage 4, which is the part of looking at it. Now, I want to add something to that, Doc. I want to add something to that. Because in an interview with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, Dr. Kismika Corbett, this is the sister who leads the COVID vaccine research at the National Institute of Health. She was one of the folks that many people say she was in the room. She's a black woman. She was in the room. She stated, quote, and I'm not making this up. You can look this up on your own, folks. She said, what I can say is that the emergency use authorization is still experimental. It's still an experimental phase. These emergency use authorizations are simply asking the FDA, with what we have right now, can this product be used in the most vulnerable of populations while we continue to gather data that would allow us to license it for everyone? This is what Dr. Corbett said to Sanjay Gupta on CNN. This is what he said. So we're still in a place, Dr. Daniels, you mentioned it. We're still in a place of they're monitoring, they're looking at it. It's still experimental. And folks, in this big fervor to get vaccinated, are you willing to accept that? Are you willing to put your health and well-being in a situation where it will be dictated by an experiment and not a definitive result? That's a question that you don't have to ask with me, because I don't need you to share that. That's just something I'm posing that you can ask within yourself. But this vaccine sharing is very, very important. Folks, we got to take another pause. When we come back, I want to continue the conversation. We still got folks that are checking in. 410-319-8888, Theodore, Mark, and Z. I would love to hear what you got to say. And folks, you can post your comments and your thoughts and your questions on my Facebook page. We're talking about vaccine sharing and vaccine shaming. Is it appropriate? Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture on WEAA.